All right, we're back.
We're back.
Bah. Hope you had a good lunch. So we've got a mini session here, a short little one. I snuck it in here because I just thought it was...
He's trying to show off. He's trying to show off.
Trying to show
He's
off.
Got a cool demo, and he has to show it to me.
So I'm talking about Office on a web development jumpstart.
Yep.
But it fits. It fits. So if we can jump over to the slides here real quick, we're going to be looking at leveraging ASP.NET and just really web skills to build apps for Office. So as far as where we are, we're in the second half, mini session. I booked only 15 minutes for this. So here's what we're looking at. I'm going to jump right into this with some demos. I think this is something that makes the most sense if you just see some demos first, and then we can go in and look at a few slides given time. So we're going to look at HTML5 and jQuery and how that relates to Office. And then we're going to take it a step further and actually look at using an ASP.NET Web API backend service for that. And then we'll cover off on some slides at the end to just explain what this is. So HTML5 and jQuery, how does that get to Office? Let's jump over to, I've got an empty web application. So I did File New Project, empty web application. I'm going to right click on this app and I'm going to say add app for Office project. So now I've got the option, it tells me what do you want to create. I'm going to create a task pane. So these icons here on the side actually do explain, you know, what we can do here. I can make a task pane. This shows up, it's like a little companion over on the side. And I can say, well, this one I only want it to work in Excel and Word. So that's what I'm going to be doing here. I'll just explain some of these others. A content app actually appears inside the body of an Excel document. So this is something, it actually, like, if you could use this for, say, a chart or for pulling information into Excel, and then actually when you hit print, this will print with the document. So this is a full web content pulled in to an Excel doc, which is kind of neat. And then finally, mail app. And this is something where this is kind of crazy, and we don't have time to dig into this at all, but this is where you're actually affecting somebody in Outlook, including Outlook Web, when they look at their email, they're going to see, they can pull in these apps. They're kind of like little, extensions or something. And so when, Scott, mm-hmm. This kind of blew your mind the other day. You said, why is this popping up in my email? And you're checking right. Your email, and it said, this looks like a to-do item. This looks like an action item. Do you want me to flag that for you? And the reason it's able to do that, they have this whole system of these recognizers where it'll say, okay, if I see this kind of word, or if I see this sort of text that looks like an address, or if I see this sort of URL, et cetera, then key off and it'll actually run this little add-in. So that's really cool. It's something to know about. That's not what I'm going to show here. I'm going to do the simplest case. I'm doing a task pane app, and I'm going to do one that just appears for Excel and Word. So now I hit finish. Remember, this is an empty web app, so there's nothing in this except for, you know, simple, very basics here. So I'm going to look at, first of all, I've got an HTML page. So this is standard HTML. It's got CSS, JavaScript. It does have some Office JS files, which they'll make sense when I actually run this. So this is HTML, CSS, JavaScript. So I'm going to go in. I've got down at the bottom here, I've got a div, and I've got an input, two buttons, and some text. So I'm going to add in here, just so you know that this is real here, I'll put in an H1, and I'm going to say, hello, everybody. Everybody. Okay. Every boy. There. Hello, everybody. So, and then one other thing I'm going to do is, this, I'll spill the beans a little bit. There's a get data and a set data button, and those are going to read and set data out of an Excel application. And then they're going to populate this selected data text. So we'll look at how they do that. Let's go over to this JavaScript file. So this should look quite a bit like jQuery. This is using, instead of using the jQuery document object model to work with an HTML document, this is using that same sort of DOM syntax to access an Excel document. So we're doing get and set text. So here I've got an on button click. I'm wiring up a get text. So when I click that get button text, it gets the text from the selected button or from the selected text box. And then when I click the set text, it's just going to set that text data based on what I've got in the text box. So one other thing I want to do, let me see, I'm going to this set data method. So this is going to be setting data into the document, and I just want to change this a little bit. So I'm actually going to say .val. So I'm going to say, so I'm adding in some text to this, to what I'm going to set for the for that text box, right? So now I'm just going to run this. So I wanted to show you, I messed with the HTML and I messed with the JavaScript. That's really what happened. So now this is fired up, an Excel document, and you see this task panel appeared on the right. So I can go in and I can say, if I say sample data, so I can say, you know, this is, right? So now I'll pick somewhere on in my Excel document and I'll click set data. So it included, remember I said I was going to include some data there, so I put hello, and that was included in that set data text. So that what I'm showing you is with JavaScript, I'm modifying what I did with an HTML document interoperating with Excel, which is pretty wild. And then I'm going to go over here, and I'm just going to type in a number, and I will hit get data. And that should have, I'm not sure what I did there, that should have pulled something in. There it is. Well, I guess it's, I bet it's because it's expecting text, right? So if I say monkey, right, so I'll go there and I'll say get data. And so that pulled monkey in over there into that text box. So that is, we've got HTML and JavaScript interoperating with an Excel document. And I showed you very, very, very simple HTML document here. This is just, you know, text boxes. But this is, you can do quite a bit with this. So to take this a lot further, you could do an HTML5 video, for instance. There's an example of somebody's using, actually got an app in the store, and they've got HTML5 video in a task pane. Great question came in over chat. So the question is, what versions does this work with? This is Office 2013. So this is going to be Office 2013, including SharePoint and Exchange 2013. So this does require 2013. This is really, you know, a pretty big kind of change, a new operating or a new model. And if you've done any, you know, Office development in the past, this is quite a, you know, quite a big change. So I would expect it to be a new version. Let's jump over to, I'm going to stop debugging, sure. And now we're going to go and look at the next demo, and that is web API. So we looked at HTML and JavaScript, and now we want to actually, instead of just returning a document with JavaScript, or an HTML document with JavaScript, we want to work with a server, right? So I'm going to hop over to an application. This is one that's already kind of set up. Not sure why I just saw that there. So here I'm going to an Office app, and this is a data collection app using web API in the back end. So first we'll look at the controller. I'm going to show you that's a very simple controller. And all that's working with, it's expecting a J token. So that's, you know, a way of parsing JavaScript using the JSON.NET library. And then if we look on the in the view, we have simple HTML, extremely simple HTML, right? So we just have a button and a table. So what we're going to be doing with this is I'm going to fill in some information in an Excel document, and then I'm going to click the button, and that button is going to run a script, and that's going to call back into a web API. So here the magic really is in this data collection app.js. So what this is doing is it's binding things up, and it's saying, when I click the save button, so here's that jQuery save button, click wire up syntax, right? When I do that, then I'm going to do an async call back to a server, and then based on the results, I'm going to iterate that and display the input on that task pane.
And it's just regular JSON that you're doing a map over?
Yes.
So that map there, that map there, that's just
dollar sign map, that's jQuery.
jQuery.
Yep. Okay, so let's run that. So this is an example of somewhere where it starts to get into, I could do quite a bit with this. For instance, if I wanted to, let's say I had a bunch of people I wanted to tweet things to, maybe Twitter spam. I could put column one could be Twitter names, column two could be what I want to tweet to them.
Okay.
I hit that save button and it goes back to my web API, and that web API could do whatever. It could iterate through and call Twitter, it could do whatever I'd like. So here I'm going to say, you know, hello, or I'll put in names. Right, and okay, so I've got two names selected. I'm going to hit save, but before I do, I'm going to go over into my web API, and I'm going to go into this controller. Just hit a breakpoint, just so you can see, you know, at what point that's
okay,
happening.
Okay, so slow down. So you're in Excel. You're in Excel. That's a web page.
That's a web page.
But you're putting a breakpoint
in the server.
On the server side.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can think of this as, I'm just throwing stuff out here, but think of this almost as it's one web page with two frames, like almost a frame set, you know? So there's a frame set on the right, which is my app. Mm-hmm. Frame set on the left is an Excel document, but kind of think of it almost like an HTML table at this point. And now when I click that save button, this page is making an AJAX call back to the server.
Right, so Excel is effectively your browser.
Yeah.
You control the right side.
Right.
The left side is a table that you can talk to.
Via JavaScript.
Via JavaScript.
Yep. So I hit save, and now it's saying, well, what, you know, select which data, and it pre-selects this data that I've already got for me. When I hit OK, now it's made that call back to the server, and here I can see, you know, here's my JToken that it's got, and here's the first name, and it's just going to iterate over those as it gets them. So I'll hit F5, and it runs through both of those. And then back here in the task pane, we've got that those two people were saved. Mm-hmm. So this is a very simple example, and of course, in this case, all we're doing is, you know, writing out the information. But this is something where if you had a bunch of tabular data and you wanted to do something programmatically, I could see using this to just create, you know, I've got a bunch of text and I want to format it and save it in a file or something. You could do quite a bit with that.
Okay.
So that's really, you know, those are two kind of quick, simple apps. And then, so, you know, we talked about kind of the model here that you can, you know, build the HTML5, CSS, jQuery, you use all those skills, and then you can make REST calls to anywhere you'd like. There's a store for these as well, so you can get apps. So you can go inside of, you know, Word, PowerPoint, Excel, whatever. You can go in and you can say get apps. And when you do that, you can go to office.com. So we'll go into office.com, and I'm going to go to the store, and then I can get apps for Office and SharePoint. So I'm going to get an app, you know, for Excel. And then in this, I can go in and I can say, what are some things I'd like to do? So here's some new apps, and here's some popular apps. So, you know, I can bring in mapping, or I can bring in dictionary, or calendar and date, et cetera. So these are as simple as, it's almost like you would get an extension for Visual Studio or for, you know, a browser or whatever. It's that same model.
Right, but this opens it up for all the people out there that aren't COM developers.
Right, exactly.
Who don't want to learn that stuff. But if you're a web developer,
yes,
suddenly you can write Office apps.
You can write and actually sell Office apps. So there's a store here, and a lot of these you can see are $2, $5 or whatever applications. So, you know, people are running businesses now selling. And, you know, there's the good question earlier of, you know, what versions this worth. It is 2013, but as people are moving to this, there are a billion Office users worldwide, and so huge potential, you know, market to sell your applications to.
Very cool.
Now, so I'm not going to dig into this at all, but also SharePoint has this model as well. So you can build these same kind of apps using OAuth for authentication. So I run my app on my server or in Azure or whatever, and a different SharePoint, an on-premise SharePoint server, communicates using OAuth over to my server, and so my HTML5 app is kind of shown inside of that one. Mm-hmm. And they work out all the security and access and all that stuff. So one other thing that just kind of takes it up another level, and I think this is pretty smart. This is one of those few times where you say, you know what, Microsoft is actually one company sometimes.
It's nice when a plan comes together.
Exactly. So here the idea is they've got these SharePoint apps, and they're saying, you know, when you create a SharePoint app, you need somewhere to host it, and you don't really care what that URL is, because this is something that's your users never see. And so they will actually auto-provision one for you. So you have the option. You can go in and manually say, I would like to set up the site and I would like to do everything. But you can also create a new SharePoint app and just say, you figure it out for me. And it'll actually, behind the scenes, spin up an Azure website for you, assign, you know, set everything up for it and deploy it and do all that stuff for you behind the scenes. So I thought that was just kind of a nice little icing on the cake. So, you know, if you'd like to know more, dev.office.com. There's a small Visual Studio extension that you put in that'll kind of set it up to do the right-click add Office app. We also have some dev camps for those, and that's really it. So just short little mini session here, but I wanted to make you aware of it. As a web developer, I thought this was a really cool way to kind of start applying some skills somewhere I would have never expected.
I would not have imagined to see jQuery inside of Excel.
Right. Kind of a mind blower.
You win.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
Well played, sir. Well played.
Okay. So we're gonna do a short little break while I fix my hair, and I think we're gonna move on to the next session.
Cool. See you in 5 minutes.
Yep.